الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأهل بيته وأهل طاعته أجمعين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن يطع الله والرسول فأولئك مع الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين وحسن أولئك رفيقا صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد محترم دوستو بزرگو بھائیو اللہ تبارک و تعالیٰ نے انسان کے اندر میں تین قسم کے نفس کو پیدا کیا، اللہ تعالیٰ کریٹڈ تھری ٹائپ آف ڈیزائر، ایک کا نام ہے نفس امارہ، اللہ مینشن دا قرآن کریم وما ابرئ نفسی ان النفس لامارہ، دا سیکنڈ ٹائپ از کال نفس لوامہ، ملامت کرنے والا نفس، امارہ کے معنی ابھارنے والا، گناہوں کی طرف، گناہ کی طرف لے جانے والا، انکریجنگ ٹوورڈز دا سینس۔ نفس امارہ میں کیا ہوتا ہے؟ شر غالب ہوتا ہے، شر، دا ایول آلویز اوور پاور۔ اس میں انسان کا دل گناہ کرنے کی طرف، بقول ہمارے استاد محترم کے، مرغیوں میں ایک مرغا، بکریوں میں ایک بکرا، ہر وقت گناہوں میں لگا ہوا ہے. ایوری ٹائم ہی لائک ٹو کمٹ سن اینڈ ہی لو ہی انجوائے، اتنا خوش گناہ کرتا بھی ہے اینڈ ایکسپوز بھی کرتا ہے، شراب پیتا بھی ہے پھر لوگوں کے سامنے کھول کر ہنس ہنس کر بیان بھی کرتا ہے آئی لو سو اینڈ سو کائنڈ آف وائن، ڈرگز لیتا بھی ہے آئی لو سو اینڈ سو ٹائپ آف ڈرگز، زینا کرتا بھی ہے اور پھر لوگوں کے سامنے ایکسپوز بھی کرتا ہے سو فلاں کے ساتھ میں نے زنا کیا، فلاں جگہ پر گیا، میں فلاں جگہ پر گیا، گویا گناہ بھی کرتا ہے اور پھر لوگوں کے سامنے اس کا اظہار بھی کرتا ہے. چوری اور اوپر سے سینا زوری، چوری اور اوپر سے سینا زوری، یہ نفس امارہ کا کام ہے. غصے ہوتا ہے تو ایسا غصہ جیسے اندھا، نہ ماں کو دیکھتا ہے نہ باپ کو، نہ بھائی کو دیکھتا ہے نہ چچا کو، ہر ایک کو ایک لکڑی سے مارتا ہے. یہ نفس امارہ. اور بخیلی کرتا ہے تو ایسی بخیلی کہ کارون اور فرعون سے آگے بڑھ جائیں. دیز ٹائپ آف سینس آلویز دا پرسن ٹرن ٹوورڈز از کالڈ نفس امارا، انکریجنگ ہم ٹوورڈز اے گناہ ایوری ٹائم. یہ سوتا بھی ہے تو گناہ کا سوچ کر، when you go to sleep always thinking about sins, when you wakes up کہاں کیا کرنا ہے، street میں چلتا ہے گناہوں کی نیت، کبھی ادھر کبھی ادھر، کبھی کیا اور کبھی کیا، گویا he passes his life 24 hours in sins. یہ نفس امارہ ہے، اللہ حفاظت فرمائے. This is called نفس امارہ. That's why our akabirin used to say, morning when you get up, do one wazifa, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. I have no strength to do any righteous deeds, any good deeds. I have no strength to save myself from sins illa billahi al-ali al-azim, only with the help of Allah. نہ نیکی کی طاقت ہے نہ گناہ کی طاقت ہے جب تک علماء تھی اللہ، جب تک مجھے ہیلپ نہ کرے. اگر انسان اپنے آپ کو سپرد کر دے اللہ کو تو اللہ اس کو نیکی کی بھی توفیق دے گا اور گناہوں سے اس کی حفاظت بھی کرے گا. اپنے آپ تو ہر وقت کہے میں تو ظالم ہوں، اللہ کی ذات پاک ہے، آئی ایم دا سین اے پرسن، چاہے کتنا ہی پاک ہے لیکن پھر بھی اپنے آپ کو پاک نہ سمجھے، بلکہ ٹرائی ایز مچ یو کین ٹو ٹرن ٹوورڈز اے گڈ ڈیڈز. اللہ ڈزنٹ وانٹ ٹو پٹ می اینڈ یو ان پرابلمس، سو گیونگ اس اے نماز، او آلویز ہیو ٹو ریڈ نماز، آئی ہیو ٹو گو فار ظہر، آئی ہیو ٹو گو فار عصر، سم ٹائم دا پیپل تھنک اٹس برڈن مائی ہیڈ، آئی ہیو ٹو پرفارم نماز ایوری ٹائم، جس عصر پہ مغرب، یہ کیا مصیبت، لا حول ولا قوت الا، یہ کیا مغرب، یہ کیا عشاء، یہ کیا فجر ٹھنڈی، اگر اس کو بوجھ سمجھتا ہے. اللہ کہتا ہے ما یرید اللہ لیجعل علیکم من حرج، میں نے کوئی بھی عمل ایسا نہیں دیا جو تم کو پرابلم میں، حرج میں، پریشانی میں ڈالے. ولکن یرید اللہ لیطہرکم ولیتم نعمتہ علیکم لعلکم تشکرون. نماز دے کر میں تمہیں پاک کرنا چاہتا ہوں اور اپنی نعمت کو تم پر مکمل کرنا چاہتا ہوں تاکہ تم میرا شکر ادا کرو. عبادت دے کر میں تمہیں جنت کا اعلیٰ درجہ دینا چاہتا ہوں. اللہ کہتے ہیں کوئی برڈن نہیں ہے، دس از نا برڈن، डोंट इवन थिंक द बर्डन टू गुना छुड़वाने का. अल्लाह टेलिंग अस टू लीव सो एंड सो सिंस, सो एंड सो बैड थिंग्स. इज नॉट, इज नॉट अल्लाह डोंट वांट टू पुट अस इन प्रॉब्लम. अल्लाह कह रहे हैं देखो तू छोड़ेगा तो पाक हो जाएगा. अल्लाह वांट टू प्योरिफाई यू वली उतिम नेमा. कौन सी नेमत मुकम्मल है? Allah granted us so many bounties in this dunya, uncountable. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Impossible to count. Possible also can count. But the ni'mat of hereafter, impossible. Allah فرماتے ہیں, मैंने तेरे लिए लिखा था जन्नत इतनी बड़ी ऊंची है लेकिन तेरा अमल इतना है. You did not reach to the jannat. So if you perform If you follow my commandments to do righteous deed and save yourself from guna, then I will take you from here to here. Wali utimma ni'matahu, I want to complete my bounties upon you. Hum to zalim hai. Only glorify Subhan kaun hai? Allah. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if a person gets sick, उसको हमारी जबान में कहते हैं फोली है, ये छोटा सा फ्लू हो गया, हेडेक है, लेकिन अल्लाह को मंजूर है वो हेडेक में भी आदमी गुजर सकता है, इंतकाल कर सकता है, फ्लू में भी इंतकाल कर सकता है, हार्ट प्रॉब्लम है, सो मेनी डिजीज है, बहुत सारी है, कभी ये कभी वो कभी. लेकिन रसूलुल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम सेज इन द सिकनेस इफ यू रिसाइट द कलिमा आयत कॉल ला इलाहा इल्ला अंत सुबहानक इन्नी कुंतु मिनस जालिमीन. आयत तो याद है कि नहीं? मेरे साथ पढ़ो, ला इलाहा इल्ला अंत सुबहानक इन्नी कुंतु. मैं तुमको एक हदीस सुनाना चाहता हूं, इसलिए मैं आयत याद करा रहा हूं. जब कभी व्हेन एवर यू गेट सिक, व्हेन एवर यू गेट पोली, एनीथिंग हैपन, is a person going to recover, meaning get shifa, or he going to die? One of these two means. Intikal kar jayega, ya to ye shifa ho jayegi. Agar kisi ne apni kisi bhi bimari mein, choti badi, usme is kalme ko, la ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin, if you recite 40 times this sentence, this ayat, 40 times in any sickness, if you die, if a person dies in that sickness, he will get the reward of 40 martyrdom. 40 shuhada ka sawab hai. Ye mera nabi ka farman hai. Kitne bhai? Idhar marega hai to shifa hogi. Do mein se ek hi hoga na. मरेगा तो कितना बड़ा सवाब है? 40 शहदा का सवाब. और अगर जी गया तो अल्लाह फगीव इज पेन एंड entire past sins. पिछले सारे गुनाह भी माफ हो गए. मरने में भी फायदा और जीने में भी फायदा है. ला इलाहा इल्ला अंत सुभानक इन्नी कुंतु. सो देयर आर सर्टेन वज़ीफ़ास वी हैव टू रीड टू सीक हेल्प फ्रॉम अल्लाह ताला, टू सीक हेल्प फ्रॉम. That's why Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, when the Sahaba asked if someone recite the same wazifa of the Yunus alayhi salatu wa salam, how he gets success in his time, well, if we read, we can get success. Allah says, especially Allah revealed another small ayat, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Similarly, those who recite this sentence, this ayah, they will get success also. So if you recite in the sickness this ayat 40 times, and if you die in the same sickness, Allah will give you the 40 shuhada's reward. And if you get cured from the same sickness, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, that Allah Ta'ala forgive your entire past sins. Isiliye kehte hain ki ek aadmi bimar hai, if someone is sick and you go in to visit him, the way for you walk from here to the hospital, Allahu Akbar, you're not walking on the road, you're walking on the way of Jannat. Way of Jannat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's hadith. And if you sit next to the sick person and tell him to make dua for me too. But first you have to make dua for him. La basa tuhur inshallah. Or you can say, tell him to say ameen. I'm going to recite a dua and you say ameen. As'alullah al-azim, rabbal arshil azim, an yashfiyaka. And he's going to say ameen. As'alullah al-azim, the hadith of Muslim Sharif. As'alullah al-azim, rabbal arshil azim, an yashfiyaka. Hamara hal ajeeb hai. Wo bimar ke paas aisa baithte hai ke wo bhi bichara bored ho jata hai. Jata hi nahi hai. Jata hi nahi hai. Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi ka waqia, as I mentioned before too, the person came to visit him and everybody coming from morning till evening. Now the one person came and he don't want to leave. He don't want to leave. So he said, please, aap ye dekho log aate hain jate hain, aap bhi jao to darwaza band karke jana. Hazrat, I'm going to close from inside. I'm going to sit next to you. I'm going to close from inside. Main andar se band karke aapke paas baithunga taaki koi nahi aaye. Hazrat chahte the ki tu bhi ja. Ek ghanta do ghanta main pareshan ho gaya. Itna bhi nahi baithna chahiye, jitni thodi der dua de di, khabar puch li, bas chalo. Hum to wahan baith karke bas ghante hi ghante baithe rehte hain. Wo bichare ke paas chai aati hai to usme zyada zyada pi lete hain. Aisi halat hai. Dua deni chahiye. فرمایا اس کو بتاؤ میرے لئے دعا کرو. ان کی دعائیں میرا حبیب فرماتے ہیں فرشتے جیسی ہے. جیسے فرشتے کی دعا رد نہیں ہوتی. How Allah does not reject the dua of the angel. Similarly Allah does not reject the dua of the sick person too. So this is called nafs-e ammara. Always encourage the person towards the sins. And the second is called nafs-e lawwama. If a person make little bit effort on his desire, he put little bit pressure on his desire, so he will turn from, he will commit sins. But after the sins, his desire will shout him, will remind him, why you did? Didn't you have somebody swear someone, mother, and after he regret, oh, I mean, sorry, I don't know why I did that. Okay. This is called nafs-e malama. Nafs-e lawwama. If someone, you know, shout his father or uncle or someone's, sorry, I don't know why I did that. I shouldn't do it. I don't know why I shout you. I shouldn't do it. I should respect you. So this is the, it's called malamat. Regret is coming in his heart. This is called nafs-e lawwama. Little bit better than the nafs-e ammara. At least reminding him what you did. At least reminding him what you did. That's why he says, if you want to turn from nafs-e ammara to nafs-e lawwama, from nafs-e lawwama to nafs-e mutmainna, you have to do certain things. Ulama explained, mashallah, in a very beautifully way. He says, tafakkur fi sifatillah. Always must ponder in the qualities of Allah Ta'ala. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah, he must ponder about the creation of Allah. Allah, look at those heavens. Look at the earth, look at the mountains, look at the oceans, look at the creation of Allah Ta'ala. How powerful is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He must think in the qualities of Allah, in the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, in the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala, in the mercy of Allah. Look at the rain, look at this, look at the trees, look at this, it's gone dry. Now mashallah you can see the leaves on the trees. Subhanallah, this is the power of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Who can take the... can do take out all the leaves from the tree and then he can bring it back. Similarly, who gave us the life, he will take our life and souls and he will give us back and will be resurrected on the day of Qiyamah. Think all these qualities of Allah Ta'ala. وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا. Allah, whatever you have created is not
unuseful. Everything is useful. Everything is useful. ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا is not nullified. Everything is valid. کہتا ہے سبحانك اللہ you are glorified to you. فقینا عذاب اللہ save us from fire of hell. تو تفکر فی صفات اللہ. Number two, the second, تفکر فی انعام اللہ. Ponder in the bounties of Allah. Allah has granted me, subhanallah, beautiful voice, beautiful eyesight, beautiful hearing, beautiful understanding. I can speak out, I can talk, I can move, I can eat, I can listen, I can do, I can sleep, I can walk, I can do everything. Allah has granted, Allah given me the beautiful house, beautiful car, beautiful children. Allah has given, mashallah, parents, subhanallah. These are the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. You have to ponder in it. You have to think about it. Allah, you're so mighty, so great. Ya Allah, you're so merciful that you've given me everything. But I'm the ungrateful Allah. Ungrateful Allah. Allah, all praise due to you. Due to you. Laka alhamdu wa laka shakru. That's why we recite that dua Prophet ﷺ taught us in the morning when you get up, perform Fajr Salah. Number one. And then اللهم ما أصبح بي من نعمة أو بأحد من خلقك فمنك وحدك لا شريك لك فلك الحمد ولك الشكر. It's a beautiful dua mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When you make morning, read this dua. When you make evening, read this dua. اللهم ما أمسى بالنعمة. So we have to ponder about the bounties of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Youngsters, especially, we have to ponder about the life. Allah has given me a healthy life. I can run, I can play, I can do everything. I can go in a gym, I can do this, I can do that. I can pick up that much amount of the weight. Subhanallah. Why I can't get up for Fajr Salah? Why I can't go for Zohar Salah? Why I can't go for Asr Salah? Why I can't go for Maghrib Salah? Why I can't go for Isha Salah? I'm sleeping without namaz. If Allah taken away my souls, what I'm going to reply to Allah Ta'ala? That you did not perform Isha Salah, have come to me. What we I'm going to give answer to Allah. Tafakkur fi ni'matillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. Always ponder about the bounties of Allah Ta'ala. It's a great ni'mah. I remember Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi, subhanallah. He was a great wali of Allah from the silsila of Qadriya silsila. Subhanallah. One day, he had a parrot in the cage. Subhanallah. Beautiful parrot. He is explaining. You know the wali of Allah, when they say something, subhanallah, something, we have to take heedless and listen from the story, from the lesson, from the whatever they say. He says, this parrot is telling me, Junaid, but someone asked Junaid Baghdadi, why did you release your parrot? Why did you open and send it? Why did you open out the cage and you send it? Your parrot, what happened to you? Then he says, the bird told me that, oh Junaid, if you free me, I will give you one beautiful nasiha. Agar tum mujhe apne cage se nikal do, main tumko achhi nasihat karunga. And Allah wala, they love to get lesson and nasiha from anyone. He says, okay, no problem. I will free you. So open the cage. We open the cage. The bird just sat there, not far from the cage, before leaped. He says, listen, Junaid. As long as I was in the zikr of Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, I was free. The moment I became neglectful from the remembrance of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, I have been caught. And I'm in a cage, I'm in a jail now. Jab tak parinda bhi Allah ka zikr karta hai, wo free hota hai. Jab ye zikr se gafil hota hai, usko shikari hunting karke pakar leta hai aur cage mein dal deta hai. That was a nasiha from the bird to Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi. Before he leaves, he gave a second beautiful advice. He says, Junaid, the main advice, I was away from the zikr of Allah for little while. I was away, I was neglectful from the zikr of Allah for little while. And what happened? You put me in the cage for so many years. And you are the insan. Allah Ta'ala given you Quran. Allah given you His commands. Allah Ta'ala commands you everything. If you stay away, if you become neglectful from the remembrance of Allah, from the Quran, from the hukam of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, how long you going to stay in the cage of Jahannam? That was a beautiful nasiha of the bird to Hadrat Junaid Baghdadi. He always remembering that nasiha and he was crying. He was crying always. Allah is waiting for me and for you. When the my servant is going to come in front of me? When is going to come and he is going to make tawbah? When is going to prostrate? He never makes sajda in his life. So many Jummah pass, so many namaz pass. I never seen sunrise. I wakes up 10 o'clock. I did not perform my Fajr Salah. What Allah is telling me, if you don't perform Fajr Salah, then the whole day the shaitan is living with you. You are not under my protection. And those who perform Fajr Salah, they are under my protection. Wallah, I'm telling you, if a person dies at daytime and nighttime and did not perform his salah, what is going to reply to Allah Ta'ala? On the day of Qiyamah, there will be first question on the day of Qiyamah about salah. And if we did not give an answer, how are we going to enter in Jannah? How are we going to please Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala? So easy to live in this dunya. So easy to enjoy in this dunya. One day the dunya is finished. But the Jannah is forever and ever. Jahannam is forever and ever. There is no end for Jannah. There is no end for Jahannam. My brothers. Allahu Akbar. Allah says, if you remember me, I will remember you in this dunya. If you remember me in this dunya, I will remember you in your grave. If you remember me in this dunya, I will remember you on the day of resurrection. If you remember me today, I will remember you on the day of reckoning. If you remember me today, I will remember you on the pul sirat and I will take you in Jannah. فَاسْكُرُونِ يَسْكُرُكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِ وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. Remember me. Don't become neglectful. Don't forget me. Thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Don't become ungrateful of Allah. Always we have to ponder about the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. I'm using eyesight. That's a great ni'mat of Allah. Did I went to masjid? Allah has given me. Look at ask them, those who got no eyesight, ask them about the ni'mat of the eyes. The person who had no hearing, ask them about the ni'mat of hearing was a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. I can walk. Ask them those who are disabled, those who are sleeping in the hospital, those who got a stroke, those who become disabled. Ask them what is the ni'mat of the leg, what is the ni'mat of the body, what is the ni'mat of the hand. We've forgotten Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Allah is giving us, Allah showering upon us every day, every moment, every minute, every hours, the ni'mats upon ni'mats, bounties upon bounties. Allah says, مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ. I'm commanding you not to put you in trouble. وَلَكِنْ يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُطَهِرَكُمْ. I want to purify you. A mother giving bath to the child and putting soap on the body, putting shampoo on the head. The child is crying. The ma is not zalim, not oppressed to trouble the child. Ma want to purify the child. My child, what happened? I want to clean him. I want to put a nice clothes. The mother is not zalim. Allah want to purify us. That's why He given us all the ni'mats. That's why He given us all the ibadats. That if you come and prostrate in front of me, if you make tawbah, if you read your namaz, if you perform your salah, if you do zikrullah, if you do Quran recitation, I will purify you. And when you think ni'matahu alaykum, I will complete my bounties upon you, the ni'mat of Jannah. May you can thank Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The ponder about the ni'mat of Allah. This is the second thing. Ponder about the sifat of Allah, qualities of Allah. Ponder about the ni'mat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Number three, ponder about the ma'bad al-maut. What's going to happen after my death? What's going to happen in my grave? was going to happen on the day of resurrection, where the Hazrat Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, there will be no clothes on the body. Everybody will be naked. Everybody will naked and they will be barefoot. There is no shoes, no chapel, nothing. They have to walk on the day of Qiyamah. Some are drowned in their own sweat till the ankle, till the knee, till whole body. The Prophet says, the hadith of Muslim Sharif, he's going to drown in his own sweat. Who's going to give answer? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, if you remember me in this dunya, I will remember you on that dunya, meaning on the day of resurrection. I will protect you from all calamities, all problems. You will be sit when Allah resurrects you from your grave. You will sit on the ride and you will walk towards Allah ta'ala, and the same ride will take you in Jannah. Kab, if we remember Allah then. If he forgets Allah in this dunya, then Allah is not going to remembering us. Al-yawma nansakum kama nasitum liqa'a yawmikum hadha. This ayat only, not only for the kafir, for the disbeliever, not only for non-Muslim, it's a reminding for the Muslim also. If al-yawma nansakum, today if you forget me, I will forget you on the day of resurrection. If you remember me in this dunya, I will remember you on the dunya, on the day of resurrection. So tafakkur fi ma ba'd al-maut. What's going to happen to my grave? There will be nobody on my right side, nobody on my left side, nobody on my leg side, nobody by the head. Only you will see in the grave, this side is wall, that side is wall. And the below you see only sand, nothing on top of the sand. You can't even come out. Who's going to help us? In that time, he says, if you remembered me in this dunya, I will remember you in your grave too. So you have to remember your death. According to some ulama, tafakkaru fi hisab, meaning fi hisabillah, tafakkaru meaning ponder of the day of reckoning. When Allah will make you stand in front of Him, He's going to ask you, I gave you eyesight, I gave you hearing, I gave you understanding, I gave you tongue, you mashallah, you were speaking properly in this dunya, I gave you strength, you was walking, you was eating everything. Did you remember me? Hasibu qabla an tuhasabu. Take reckoning before Allah takes your reckoning. You have to ponder about it. You have to think. Allah is waiting for me. Allah is waiting for you. Allah is waiting for entire ummah. Look at what's going on in Syria. You can see. In the world you can see. It's like a fire of hell on the ground. Wallah, I'm telling you, a day we have to go and face to Allah Ta'ala in our grave on the day of resurrection. How long are we going to live? 30 years, 40 years, 80 years, 100 years, 130 years, 150 years. Who can live more than 150 years? Tell me. No one. One day we have to depart from this dunya. You can sleep in your grave if you wake up today. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the peace and fear cannot stay together. If you had the fear of Allah in this dunya, you will get peace in your qabr. If you had the peace in this dunya, then the fear in your qabr. Oh, Allah given us understanding. We must think now, what you want? You want peace or you want fear? We have to fear Allah Ta'ala in this dunya, and we have to fulfill the commandments of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala on the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah will be making it easy for us in our grave on the day of resurrection. There are longer to go, inshallah. We will complete next week, inshallah. So tafakkur fi ma ba'd al-maut. So I was saying nafsa ummara, then nafsa lawama, then it's going to come nafsa mutmainna, inshallah. Us par Allah Paak hum sab ko jama kar de nafsa mutmainna par, aur usi par maut bhi naseeb farma de. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.